Shalom and Boker Tov and good morning. It's a beautiful, beautiful day in the Ozarks. And I'm very happy to be on a prayer call with you. And for a little housekeeping today, I will be at Prayer Mountain at noon. I'm going out at noon and meet those faithful prayers who've been so faithful to come, even all the time that I've had to be away. So I'm going to be out there at noon. That means that the only way that you can be sure to be on the call at noon is to join the live stream. We live stream from Prayer Mountain at noon today at billybrim.org, billybrim.org, and it will just pop up on there how to join the daily prayer call. And so that's the only way I know, because when I go out there, I have things to say, and no telling when we'll be on the call, when we'll be on live. And Brother Max, he just has to kind of, you know, because he's got a meeting, and so I know it might be a little more inconvenience for him, but it's so blessed to have Prayer Mountain. God gave us that place and told us that it was a place where we would pray in the plans of God and stop the strategies of the devil. And there's an open mountain over Prayer Mountain. There's angels who camp out there. There's a gentleman who saw into the spirit. His wife was very close and worked for many, many years with John Osteen. And he was a quiet man, but God had given him a discerning of spirits. And he would look into the spirit realm. And he saw that there were angel camps around Prayer Mountain. Different companies of angels, they were camped there because they knew they were going to get prayer assignments. Praise God. Thank you for reminding me that today, Lord. I want to recall right now to you what the Lord said to us last week in the noon, in the afternoon call. He said, for more than 2,000 years, your time, every major event had to be considered through my prism of me, Jesus, and my followers. Can you see these key events? Well, of course, today is one of those key events that we see and look at through the prism of Jesus and his followers and God and his plan. And that is on May 14, 1948, after 2,000 years, and more, there became a nation of Israel on the face of this earth. Ben-Gurion announced, declared from Tel Aviv, the present-day state of Israel. There was dancing in the streets that night, and there was war the next day, as they had to fight for their very existence. So we do praise you, Father, today, as we look through that prism and see that only you could have kept that little nation alive and thriving, and not only surviving, coming home, but thriving, becoming one of the top nations in so many areas. And even today, they have to fight world opinion. They have to stand against world opinion. They have to stand against Hamas and Houthis and Iran and all kinds of things. But we know, without a shadow of a doubt, that it shall surely be what you have decreed and declared for that nation. And we want to praise you as we look through that prism. At this day, 77 years ago, the state of Israel was reborn. Brother Max, are you on the line?
Yes, good morning. I am. Praise the Lord.
Good morning, Thank Brother you. Max. Thank Do you have Jesus. Anything you'd like to say to the folk today?
Well, praise the Lord for everybody. Oh, you know, actually, we could use a prayer as far as we have.
Excuse me.
We have the cafe lease due at the end of this month, and we got another place in Jordan right now, a house for prayer and gathering. And we start putting furniture on it. So we could use a prayer for financials, I believe.
All right, good.
That's, yeah. So, and there's a few more things that's happening, like personally in my life, in regards of doing something in Jordan through the government here. I'm talking like in the embassy. I would use a prayer. I don't want to mix our ministry with politics, but I know there is a fruit coming out of it too.
You know, actually everything right now that's happening is spiritual, Brother Max.
Okay.
Everything that's happening with the political scene. It's all spiritual. It was spiritual 2,000 years ago when there was war from five nations attacking Israel just after they came to be. And so Jordan today and is very much involved. So, Brother Max, would you like to lead the prayer?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to join him with our faith now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Lord, I just thank you. I just thank you, Lord, that you are taking care of YLH. You are taking care of Billy Branham Ministry. You are taking care of all of us, Lord, in regards of what need to be done. So we just thank you, Lord. We worship you. We praise you for providing in Jesus' name. And, Lord, I pray that you will guide me in regards of this position, Lord. It's going to be six times a year, 2 to 3 weeks in a time. So, Lord, I pray that you will guide me, you will show me. And I know, Lord, that they wanted my help in political things over there, especially with terrorists and Islamic people going in the Middle East and leaving the Middle East, coming to the United States. So, Lord, I pray that this is your will. So it's your will, Lord, that you will show me, you will guide me. Because I haven't, in the spirit, to be honest with you, I've been like, I'm not even 50-50, I'm like 70% right now on the fence, put it this way.
Yeah, whether knowing it's the Lord's will.
Yeah.
Okay, let me pray that way for you.
Okay.
Heavenly Father, you know, you told us to pray according to your will. Well, what you've got written in your word, we know. That's your will. It's your will for us to prosper. It's your will for us to be in health. It's your will for us to walk in love. It's your will. We can pray about all these things and say, according to your will, and we receive it. But Jesus, in that garden, he was praying, thy will be done, about his life and that upcoming thing. So we have to pray that way regarding, because he's not really sure. It's not written in the book. Max shall help the Jordanian government do such and such. No, it's not written. But, oh, Lord God, there are many things in our lives that are not written, and we have to ask you to show us. So Max is asking you to show him your will.
Yes, Lord.
And make it absolutely plain to him what you want him
yes,
to do.
Lord.
And whatever you want him to do, he'll do it. Whatever you don't, whatever, if you want him to say yes, he'll say yes. If you want him to say no, he'll say no. And so in his spirit, we ask that you give him that soft, velvety, green light feeling or that red light stop right now feeling. Sense, not feeling, sense in the spirit, spiritual sense. And Quinn, make it plain to them what you want about this matter. And we who are his prayer partners and we who are your prayer company agree in that matter right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Well, I have a
Hallelujah.
Great,
Amen.
Good report from the Bible. We had the 3BI class, the Bible, the story of the glory. It was absolutely wonderful. We had it down at Collinsville. And for you who were in the class, we saw and experienced how this prayer call confirmed all we were learning about the glory, especially the glory within us, Christ in you, the hope of glory. And the Lord said to us how the change that we've been praying about under his direction has so much to do with the change within us, Christ in you, the hope of glory, and he's changing us from glory to glory until we are in the image of Christ. Now, that's what we studied in that class, and they're going to work on it. We'll have that ready before too very long. And These are some of the things that came on the prayer call recently. On the 23rd of April, allow the change to grow in you to become more like me, Jesus. The change, this is the 30th of April. The change in you is here, church. My glory in you today. My love is poured into your hearts through the Holy Spirit, which has been given to you. My glory will never come to an end. Your heart was made to enjoy the glory of God. And, oh, folks, this meant so much. Have you experienced the glory of God? Then set up your camp right now in this place to magnificent experience of encountering God and His glory. We were studying how the Israelites set up their camps according to when the cloud moved. And then it would stop in a place and they would set up their camp and the glory would cover the whole place. So when He tells us to set up our camp, it meant so much. We just camp where the glory is. We just camp right here. And then I got to speak at the church Sunday, and my family was there. So all my children were there, and many of my grandchildren, several of my grandchildren, great-grandchild was there. And it was just one of my best Mother's Days ever. Now, I'm going to ask you to do something with me. We made a request for Migdal Arbel for $22 million. Remember, $20 million to finish the project and $2 million to pay the tithes. So since that time, we've received exactly what we needed each month. Now, day before yesterday, my son called me and he said, Mom, Nir has requested for this month's progress $1 million now. So Terry was a little, you know, what about this? And I said, never you mind. We'll pray and receive that $1 million on Wednesday. From the very first time he spoke on the prayer call about Migdal, and Max had to spell it because at that time he didn't really know what it was. He began spelling it. It shocked me and thrilled me. M-I-G, you know, and I thought, that's Migdal or Bell. So it was, and the scripture he gave was, and God is able to make all grace abound to you so that having all sufficiency in all things at all times, you may abound in every good work. So this is a time that we need $1 million now. So we are amending, this is amendment to our $22 million that we went out after, and we're going to take $1 million of that now. On April 30th, 2025, the Lord said, I give you wealth to be a giver. So remembering that, I know He's given a lot of people a lot of wealth. Praise the Lord. Whatever He's given to me, whatever He's given to you, that's just wonderful. We thank Him for it. And so I'm going to ask the Father, based on John 14:13-14, we're going to amend this. So if you will join your faith with me and join your faith with Max and concerning these things, right now, this $1 million we need now. I mean, we need someone to call us up. I've had it happen 3 times. And God gave me the gift of faith for this. So I know it's going to happen again. Now, what we are doing, the Lord told Brother Hagin, whatever you need, you claim it, tell the devil to get his hands off it, and send the angels out after it. So we're going to do that. And I'm going to base what I'm asking today on something that really spoke to me yesterday when I was reading John 14. In John 14:13-14, it is written, whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. So, see if you can join your faith with mine. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we come to you based on the scriptures that you are able to make all grace abound so that having all sufficiency in all things at all times, we may abound in every good work. Migdal Arbel is a good work, a supernatural work, a work with meaning even over into times. when we'll be gone out of here, but others for others. Now, Father, we're asking in the name of Jesus so that you may be glorified in the Son. It will be a glory, and when we can call and tell Tanir, $1 million came in and we've got it on the way to you. That will bring you glory. It will bring you glory in the eyes of the Jewish people that have to do with this, the Arab people who are building this. And I know, Father, that you've given so many people great, great wealth. And I would ask in the name of the Lord, Jesus, that you would speak to someone of your own and give them the opportunity to bring this in. We do claim it in the name of Jesus. It's here on the earth. And we claim that $1 million to come in right now. And glory to God, hallelujah, angels from Prayer Mountain, please go and reap this and bring it in quickly. We thank you for it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It just makes my heart so happy, Lord. I'm not a bit worried about this, and you know that. Hallelujah. This will give you glory, Father. You will receive glory. Hallelujah. And we thank you for the change in our lives, that you are changing us to be more and more like you. Folks, I got a prayer request today from Albert Vexler, who is the head of the Jerusalem Prayer Breakfast. That group does a marvelous work. It's a combination of people from the government of Israel, Christian people from all over the world. It's been my blessing to be in many of their prayer breakfasts, but I'm not going to be there this year, the one in Jerusalem. They have them all over the world. The last one I was at was in Mar-a-Lago, and it was so effective, a great, great thing. This year, they're a Jerusalem prayer breakfast in Jerusalem, which is the home base for the prayer breakfast. It's May 27 through 29. Their speaker, oh, I wish I could be there. Is Ambassador, United States Ambassador to Israel, Mike Huckabee. How wonderful that would be. But Albert Vexler is the head of that Jerusalem Prayer Breakfast, and I got this from him today. Dear Billy, we need your prayers as we are under the worst attack yet while preparing for the 9th annual Jerusalem Prayer Breakfast. My mom is in critical condition in the hospital and needs our help 24/7. My dad is at home but is very frail. He has a caregiver 4 times a week but needs our help daily. With your prayers and God's grace, we will overcome all the obstacles and succeed for his glory. Heavenly Father, in the name above all names, we come together as a group. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we are asking you to intervene for Albert's personal family, his mother, his father, and whatever unnamed things that Albert didn't tell me about, but I know how the enemy comes against this great meeting. So, Father, we're asking you in the name above all names to move in on that scene, to relieve the pressure, the afflictions, the tsar that come against him and against this meeting in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Paul said the same thing. He wrote to believers and he said, your supply of the Spirit, I know through your prayers and your supply of the Spirit, I will overcome this thing. And so, Father, we thank you for that in the name above every name. Now, folks, I want to go into, dear prayer partners, I want to go into our praying in tongues with a specific prayer for our President Donald John Trump. Some of the things that he's doing are very, I don't understand some of them. I don't need to understand everything. He's in the Middle East right now. He's talking to people that, tell you the truth, well, you know, you've been watching, you've been seeing. And I got a letter from Michelle Bachmann that she wrote to him reminding him how, first of all, we've got to bless Israel. and that we will know blessing or cursing, depending on whether or not we bless or curse Israel. So I know about President Trump that some things that he does and gets major attention. In the back of his mind, he has ideas that will turn out like tariffs, for instance. Seems so scary at first, and then they turn out to be better. Well, this thing that's going on, talking to the head of Syria, who was just months ago, a known, there was a price out on his head for a known terrorist. I don't understand all of this. But I know one thing. We are told, and I'm going to read it today from the Amplified, just to give us a little bit more verbiage on this, change it a little bit for us. First of all, then, I admonish and urge that petitions, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be offered on behalf of all men, for kings, and all who are in positions of authority or high responsibility, that we may pass a quiet and undisturbed life, a peaceable one in all godliness and reverence and seriousness in every way, for such praying is good and right and pleasing and acceptable to God our Savior, who would have all men come to the knowledge of the truth. So, Father, in the name above every name, we lift to you all leaders, all those who are in positions of authority and high responsibility. But specifically right now, Father, I want to ask you for President Donald John Trump and his entourage, those who are with him, his cabinet members. Father, in the name of Jesus, just to be very plain with you, we've got to have him bless Israel. We're thanking you for him. We thank you. When he was elected, we thank you for him. We thank you for, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, I read something from Brother Huckabee, Brother Mike Huckabee, when a rumor had gotten out that he had said something about a Palestinian state, and Huckabee said that couldn't be farther from the truth. Father, we know that some of the things we see with our eyes, that's not what's really happening. So, Father, in the name above every name, you are the one who knows what's really happening. You know what's really happening in the head and in the heart of Donald John Trump. But we're asking you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Jehovah Yeshua, we are asking you in Jesus' name to think through his mind, to help him make the correct decisions, and to bar and ban the foolish ones. We would not have in any way, shape, or form things that would harm Israel. Oh, dear Father, you are good and kind and loving. You speak to us on this prayer call that you have, Mr. Trump, President Trump. You have Benjamin Netanyahu in our prayers. So would you please do that again today, Father? Would you please put into our prayers, whether or not you name the names to us in the interpretation, but we're asking you, I'm asking you point blank, give us utterance that would help that those men and would help these countries to walk in line with the word and will of God the Father, our Creator, and Yeshua HaMashiach. Lead them by thy Holy Spirit, Holy One of Israel, we pray. In Jesus' name, give us utterance now as we lend you our tongues and our hearts, our lips. Help them be hooked up to our hearts and our spirits that we might utter the utterances that you want uttered into the earth today. from heaven in the name above every name, we pray. Givatio nonga. Shibala tohoro kobang garagondashki betu kombrakne. Isamana kwahalo kobre kiti kamane. Tibileta hashande de kombrakadanyana kohoro kobabandinya no kobra. Shimana kora mananga hashada kobra hepe gadianda. Tibala halakangara kobrakadanyana kobra kapita toto kobachi. Kashkodombre kalakaya nakahai. Kiva la donya makwa, shatolo gobra katanya, nekohoro koba, pide kanyata. Miluta manga, mingura manashindo lo gopa, kila katanya, nekohoro kodobri, pide kaka. Misti antobra, misti antobra, misti kaka. Mango lo godoho shetye. Mashkotobri katafrakala donya, makolo kobitata. Mako capito. I janto no cobre katikalianda. Mangolo kohu papa latito. Ibele halakai patonye ni kwa. Patonye ni kapa la kadashka da vikacho no cobre katakta ma. Mishko dobre hita. Mangolo kodo hishete ne kotra brakatashka. Pakara kadashki. Moshka tamra kakari akana no kobre kata kadabri. Ili doho shwa, makoro kodembre ki frato no kobe, maguro go doho she. Kibela doho shanda lo kohoro kafrati ana kobe italia. Ike liga mara toshka danjeri go doho shanda lo go doshke. Ika mala hole menya. Ala goho. Ma se ti hanno ancora capito, no con c'è. Gele hele tai, mangoro godo hishe chiede di godo hishe, anche di godo shka. Kifra hala kora manaka, la kapra kato hoshe, andie ne kora mananka. Gele kora betti hishe, ando do go hoshe, anche di godo hishe chiata. Gele kopre, fratto anie ne qua, ma con lo godo hishe di godo shka. Kiri kopra halakai, ma chona kombre ketika a. Ebele dishwa, ma soto to koho shange ne koto ho shekye. Kiri gandhi andoro godofra kadege paletto, shet vattanya do koro kapito. Ime ni kuara kori abato, shet evra patio no kombre. Ika la kabra halakanya ne koto ko papiato, nye ne kobrato. Ishini matua shudebe italiano kobre kita fai. Metu hulu goba, ma kobile katia. Ishete kohula, ma kora manaka. Kiri gondiano kohoro kodosh kadabri kata kadanya na kahala kaya. Ma angolo gobara chete te kadahu shatia. Kibela halai, akalaka, galaga doho shakyakta, doko doho shakyakta. Ibiditi chivapa, ashantoto oche ne makai. Ishato kohole kebera kata halakanganga. Igele kohora manakara kata hashantyakta. Baladushwe enikala kopre. Kabilatonye ni kohoro kodoshka tanchara kodoho shakjaktara kodoshka. Kibela dohra manaka, anjana kora manakai. Peli gondiana kora manaka, malo kodoshke di brekato, ikali kapanya. Ibele hutua, mashko tu prike tafratya. Kivele duho shvartanya na kohoro kodoshke takara katashke tanchar kodoshka. Ibele tuha hara kodonchir kodoho shakchandar kodoho shakchandar. Akafra kodoho leke bre. Oh, Father, mei coloco te, gangi le dasco, camino coca la hai, ibili tua sciutora battaglia ne coro con dosca tutta. Mi dugo ba cai, ibili tua sua, maro piscancionio. Igili godere gaba, Gandolo gobri kafai, dando oprikanya nikai, alushwa, alushwa mango, babtorma nikwa, maskotambri katekataska, parkatanya nikora koto, ibilida, 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 kabikotanyo no kohoro kopatiano no koche, o kalabatiano kobri katipo, Iji de kohoro kopa. Lali de kambara kadaska. Ile dudu de kubushu wata fara kadaska tombre. Kate ka fara hale kopre tiene katai. Kwa pala tenyo no koro kope. Ijanyo tofele makoro. Vili dushka tombre tiene non krakcha na fi. Igli anto Paliton banco e corra manica la cotia tassi di digongioa se de capra fratieno quasi e li anto do copre caffretia nica e si anto pacchito la mi no cola me li anto pacchito non iei Me godo goho shakya. Kevele duho shwatipa. Egele gambratio fraka de go debre, goto go do chancha, goto go do shishenja, goto go do shkotaprika, goto go daya, goto kaka. Mele dobra pangina nombri nikwa nangra gati isheto. E je de manion de la gobra kafrang diana no nombre kalaka kaya na kofre gombre gere go dash kadabri. I shato, me to no kobre kate kafra halatoni ni kwa nora, ni kwa nora vinya no kobre tesh kadopra. Ile manu tadaga. Ha, kalakaka, palakatiano no kopi katifo. Bujwa toto venye ne kwa? No, bitele kaya. Bitele kaya fango. Medo no kopi lataya. Akalamito, akalamito, akalamito. Kamburu deve dushkwa da jenye, no, bikalae, papa la tatia. Pele godo hushanja na kopra kataya. Ikala kabra hana ko, jana ko, jana ko, tano mo dashko na brikata ko kafe. Mile kuho, ili bro tuwa hashon, kota kakatashki di. Rakotora malakia. Ibili hutuati kubafrakai tora. Ibila duhushwa. Mangulogo duhushetia. Igela gavrahala kombrek di alkuto. Tiada koto hushantio ni kutoshkotapre. Kibela dohra ma. Mato vidai, gabro donye ni qua, a sombra kai, ma dula cabino, ma galagai anagobri kashka da danche. E talamakai anafeto la je. Gidianto la betio fati.
Santo. Obrehebai. 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 Kale kobre tiene con dojo shanti de con dojo shanti. Imenikwa. Imenikwa halakaya. Ibella dora cambraccio de con dojo shantiano, cora cantania ne cobra candaccia de con dojo shantancia de con dojo. Ishi de con dojo de cambala, cobraccio de con dojo shantia de con dojo shantia de con dojo shantia de con dojo shantia. Palo due scelte lo comprette di catar. Gavi cataniero tono compre che te che te callai. E se ne mantua, ma tu coho le campà. A quello coho le che video, no coro catiato, tu go scende le go cara, catali con gabre. E se ne mantua. E se ne mantua dobre, che fra che tu go dion, ne le compro a chiara con tuo sciancetto. Oh, Father. Me qua, me qua, me qua. Per il gondo giua, sono compre che di capracchiora, ma la caria non compre, prendo lo comprasch che da giro non anghi le vibra. E le gondo roscette, le gondo roscette. E che le catahara catania, le gondo roscette. Bilataya, bilataya, mangoro godoshka, donya, negoro godabri, kade godabri, kade godashka, dabri, kade godashka. Mashko dobre hite kapai, pakoro godoh sheke, de kadashka, ke de godoh shakchakta. Oh, Father, thank you, thank you, thank you. Mikwa, frato no kopa, bilatinyo no kopri kataya. E je ne me trouve à la fin, à château le coupé, les patiennes. Agala halakai. Agala halakai anaka halakaka. E je ne me trouve, tata gabacha, ne coure gombam, pratisco, ton choro gotoshke. E je ne me trouve. E gine ma qua dopo che ho godo ho shangio le godio non compio sotto godo ho shangia sabra che godo ho shanta le godo rianta le godo janta e che la caja la capra di un godo ricongo le godo ho shakatancia e shato pacania ne godo ricantiana cadianda. E che la capra che lo gottone, le goho sciacchia, le goho sciacchia, le goho giangia, le goho sciacchia, 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 le goho Africa de gole cambra cara con garia da cote perché tu change minu hushwa minu hushwa pala kaya no kombe kada kata kada kongosh kada papala tiko ki vedi du hushwa Kili du huswato to go hushang kere kutoshka sabra kati frako pakalakaya. Miko lo kumbratia na gadashka tam ni kate kadash. Kyan gulu kudoshka kere kutoshka tipra. Imene kwa, me tu. Mikala gala halai. Mango lo hotombre che da gaho shangye di goto shvecchakya. Mishko topri che to kopre. Mishko topri ka fa. Manto to go oce di anagora kadashka. O Father, basso te ne capra kole minwa bale to diendono goto shke di koro kopali tanya ni kopra. E mini kwa. Mene koho lo kompe ebia. Ma colo co bractiana co tondi andoro co tesh, co tondi andoro co tosca. Il libro di Ujua, ma non ancora capito, non compro a fractana co tosca. Mi dico breve, dai, ascio andoro co tondi andoro co gabra, cane co tondi andoro co tosca di bracca fractinio. E paracor, ma non chiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiacchiac But Jesus said one time when he prayed, I'm saying this for those who are hearing me, you know it already. But while we were praying, and I heard the birds singing, and you call them in your holy written word, the voices in the branches, they're lifting praise to you. And we are lifting our voices. And you reminded me, Lord, that it was 48 years ago, this spring, that I received the baptism with the Holy Spirit and speaking with other tongues, this blessed, blessed gift. And how I would drive home in the spring from my work, and I would drive home and I would sing in the spirit, and the birds and the flowers and everything about that spring was so glorious. Oh, Father, how I do thank you and praise you. I just couldn't not share with my prayer partners how glorious it is to be given this marvelous privilege of praying past what our understanding can think up to pray. And then, Father, that day when I was so young and so new at this, but effervescent and flowing over and bubbling, you knew of this day. When we would come to the time when we'd have all these prayer partners and we'd pray together in tongues and you would give us what to pray. And then through your blessedness, you would bring to Jesus, Brother Max, and give him the gift of interpretation. Oh, Father, I cannot thank you enough. And now I await to hear what we were blessed to pray from your heart today. And blessed to speak into the earth what you once spoken. Hallelujah. I just wanted to praise you with my brothers and sisters, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Are you there, Brother Max?
Yes, I am here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm using my earbuds here for the first time. On a prayer call. I hope you could hear me better.
You know, it sounds really good, Max. Really
okay.
Good.
Praise God. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The first statement read like this. How can you find spiritual, how can you find spiritual revival and refreshment? How can you find the spiritual revival and refreshment for your souls? For your souls, the great revivals of historical, yeah, the great revival of
historical,
yeah, and personal, historical, and personal significance for my church. Significance for my church. Okay, I'll read it again. Oh, I hear that bird.
Mm-hmm.
How can you find spiritual revival and refreshment for your souls, the great revivals, of historical and personal significance for my church. Do you want me to read it again, or you're good?
No, I think we got it. Mm-hmm.
Okay, praise the Lord. Psalm 119:25. Jeremiah 24.
Let me read it to you.
Okay.
Okay. Jeremiah 24:7. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Next statement. This one is underlined. The whole statement is underlined. Excuse me. And it reads like this. Awaken. Yeah. Awaken your soul. Awaken your soul. My goodness. Awaken your soul. Trump. Awaken your soul, Trump. Start by going to my words. Awaken your soul, Trump. Start by going to my words.
Is that
there.
Word?
Go ahead.
Is that word growing, G-R-O-W-I-N-G?
No, I said going. By going.
Going. Okay.
Did
going.
I say growing?
No, I just.
Okay.
I
don't know
going.
If I did. Okay.
Okay, start awaken. By going to my words, right?
Yeah, my words. It's there. It's there. That you will find light. It will. That you will find light, it will melt your heart. That's why this assignment put in place from me. I am. Okay, I'll read it again. This whole statement is underlined. Awaken your soul, Trump. Start by going to my words. It's there that you will find light. It will melt your heart. It will melt your heart. That's why this assignment put in place from me, I am. Wow. Praise the Lord. Okay. Next statement. Read like this. Understand how.
No, just a moment. May I ask you a question?
Okay. Yes.
Now, everything you said so far is underlined. What
Correct.
About what you're saying now?
Now is not. The statement
okay.
is not underlined. Yeah.
Thank you.
The one before is all underlined. Okay. Not underlined statement. Read like this. Understand how important your prayer for this time. Understand how important your prayer for this time with my friend and prophet. Was my friend and prophet. Together, one company. Together, one company. Okay, now this part is underlined, the end of it. So after together, one company, after the word company is underlined. Therefore, you have the victory, I am. Therefore, you have the victory, I am, is underlined. I'll read the whole statement again from the beginning. Non-underlined part. Understand how important your prayer for this time with my friend and prophet. Together, one company. Underline part, same statement. Therefore, you have the victory I am. Okay. Then the Lord gave us Psalm 80. Psalm 80, 80, verses 18 and 19. Isaiah 57, 15. Isaiah 57, 5, 7, verse 15. Hosea 6, 2. Hosea 6, 2. Psalm 80, 18 and 19, Isaiah 57, 15, Hosea 6, 2. Next statement, I'm moving the envelope here. The end part of it is underlined, but I'll let you know. And the statement is read like this, non-underlined part. Do you see rivers? Yeah. Do you see rivers of water? You see, rivers of water are flowing under the surface. Do you see, rivers of water are flowing under the surface, changing in response, changing in response to my gravity. To my gravity. Yeah, to my gravity. Okay, now the underlined part. Same statement. You are my gravity. You are my gravity on this earth today. You are my gravity on this earth today. I am.
Wow.
Notice a lot of his name. Notice a lot of his, a lot of
yes,
I am already.
Yes, he's signing it.
Yeah.
With emphasis.
Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll read it again. Non-underlined part. Do you see rivers of water are flowing under the surface, changing in response to my gravity? Underlined part. You are my gravity. On this earth today, I am. And that is the statement.
Wow.
Okay. Romans 13:11. Romans 13:1-11. 1 Thessalonians 5:6. 1 Thessalonians 5:6. Joel, the book of Joel, 2, verses 25 and 26. Joel 2, 25, 26. Next statement. This one is underlined. It's not as long as the one before, but it's underlined. And it's read like this. And for deep spiritual awakening. And for deep spiritual awakening, I am, here we go again, I am leading you. I am leading you to a richer understanding.
I am leading you to
R-I-C-H-E-R.
Is it a richer or just richer?
A richer. A richer understanding of your faith. And that is the statement. And it's all underlined. I'll read it again. And for deep spiritual awakening, I am leading you to a richer understanding of your faith. That's the statement.
Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Psalm. My favorite verse that the Lord always give me. Psalm 46:10. Romans. Psalm 46:10. Romans 12:2. John 8:31-32. John 8:31-32. There is a dot before John. I'm not sure if it's First John, but I believe it is John 8:31.
It couldn't be First John. It doesn't have that many chapters.
Okay, well, I wouldn't know.
Mm-hmm.
So Psalm 46, Romans 12, 2, John 8, verses 31 and 32.
Thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Next statement. It is about finding me, in silence. Okay. It is about finding me in silence, recognizing my presence with humble acceptance. Yeah, with humble acceptance of my presence in your lives, I am. Okay, I'll read it again. It is about finding me in silence, recognizing my presence with humble acceptance of my presence in your lives. Yeah.
Is the word acceptance or accepting?
The word is acceptance.
A-N-E?
Yeah.
It could be A-N-C-E.
It is C-E.
Okay. With humble acceptance, and then presence.
In your lives, I am. Okay. Matthew 11:28-30. Matthew 11:28-30. Ephesians 4:22-24. Ephesians 4:22-24. Next statement here. Oh, the end of it is underlined. I'll bring it up here. Non-underlined part, read like this from the beginning. Understand that spiritual. Is it spiritual when it has U-A-L in the end?
Yes.
Okay, so it's a spiritual. Understand that spiritual awakening sometimes involves surrendering. Yeah. Okay, I'll read it again, sorry. Understand that spiritual awakening sometimes, with an S, involves surrendering your struggles to a higher power. Understand that spiritual awakening sometimes involves surrendering your struggles to a higher power. Underline part, same statement. Align Yeah, align your lives with my divine plan. I am. Wow. You want me to read that again, sweetie, or you got it? I can.
I'd like you to read it again, please.
Okay. Non-underlined part. Understand that spiritual awakening sometimes involves surrendering your struggles to a higher power. Same statement, underline part. Align your lives with my divine plan, I am.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Okay. Isaiah 40:31. Isaiah 40:40. Verse 31. Ephesians 5:14. Ephesians 5:14. For our next statement. For the world. Yeah, the world. WORLD. For the world I love. For the world I love. My will be done. For the world I love, my will be done. Oh, wait, this is all underlined. I apologize. This statement is underlined. Boy, the line is very light here, but it's underlined. I'm going to start all over again. But this statement is underlined. For the world I love, my will be done. And my will be done in you. And my will be done in you all today, church. I am. Wow. Okay, I'll read it again. All underlined. For the world I love, my will be done. And my will be done in you all today. Church, I am. Okay. Then the Lord gave us the book of Job. 8:16. I'm sorry, 6. Not 16.
8:6. Job 8:6.
6.
Got it.
Correct. Romans 13:11. Is that the bird?
That is a woodpecker.
I'm like, there's no way this bird making this noise. Okay. Romans, Job 8:6. Romans 13:11. Romans 13:11, Psalm 108, verse 2. Psalm 108:2. Okay. Almost done here. Next statement. I have a way. I have a way of showing up. As a way of showing up and bringing my glory. And bringing my glory upon the earth.
Mm-mm.
Upon the earth. When you least expect it. Yeah.
Whoa.
When you least expect it. Yep, that's a statement. I'll read it again. I have a way of showing up and bringing my glory up on the earth when you least expect it. Okay. Scripture here. 2 Corinthians 5:20-21. 2 Corinthians 5:20-21. Last statement, and it's underlined. This one is underlined. You are ambassadors for me. You are ambassadors for me each day. Let's go. Huh. That's a statement. You are ambassadors for me each day. Let's go.
Let's go?
Let's go, yeah. L E T S, go, yeah. Let's go. Trust in me. Oh, you are ambassadors for me each day. Let's go is underlined if I didn't say that. It's underlined.
Wow.
It is underlined, yes. And trust in me. And this is what...
What a day. I'm telling you. So much of it. I just wanted to, as you were giving it, I wanted to talk about it. That's praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What a day.
Now it's your time to talk about it. Praise the Lord.
Yeah. How can you find spiritual revival and refreshment for your souls? The great revivals of historical and personal significance for my church.
Mm-hmm.
There have been great revivals. There have been great refreshments of the souls of the church in times past. And it made me want to get some of those books out and reread them or recommend them to you. Bless the Lord, hallelujah, about those great moves of God. He's talking to us about awakening and the glory and the move of God. Oh, it's wonderful. Psalm 119:25. My soul clings to the dust. Give me life according to your word. Oh, I'm going to read that in the New American. My soul clings to the dust. Revive me according to your word. Amplified. My earthly life cleaves to the dust. Revive and stimulate me according to your word. See, revive us. Revive us. Quicken us. That's a wonderful, wonderful scripture. And then Jeremiah 24:7. When I write it down, I'm going to use the ones that use the word revive. Jeremiah 24:7. I will give them a heart to know that I am Jehovah, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God. For they shall return to me with their whole heart. Now, I know he's talking about Israel here, but I believe that that has to do with the church as well. He directed this to the church. There needs to be a returning to God with our whole hearts. And then, underlined, awaken your soul, Trump. Start by going to my words. It's there that you will find light. It will melt your heart. That's why this assignment put in place from me. I am. And all of that underlined. Do you remember that this assignment was given just after the 2020 election was lost?
Yeah. November 2020, yes.
Mm-hmm. That's when he put this in place. And a part of it, putting this assignment in place, was for this presidency of Donald Trump. Now, not underlined. Understand how important your prayer for this time with my friend and prophet. Together, one company. And now underlined. Therefore, you have the victory. I am. I am is Yod-Heh-Vav. It's Jehovah. It's He was, He is, He is to come. He is to come. He's signing it with His name so much in here. I mean, it's with emphasis. Psalm 80:18-19. Then
We shall not turn back from you. Revive us, and we will call upon your name. O Jehovah Elohim of hosts, restore us. Cause your face to shine upon us, and we will be saved. Again, I like that New American. It uses revive us, as does the Amplified. He's talking to us about reviving, getting our breath back, coming back to Him, reviving us, a revival. He's talking to us about revival and awakening. Oh, how marvelous. Isaiah 57:15. For thus says the one who is high and lifted up, who lives forever, whose name is holy. Now, this time, I don't like the New American. It's the only one that I don't like. All of the other ones say what I do like. For thus saith the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. The King James is the very best here. Also, hallelujah, bless the Lord, is the Amplified. For thus says the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. He lives in eternity, folks. I don't like the New American, which says he lives forever. Actually, they have a little note that says that the literal says dwells in eternity. So they should have used it. You see how one translation is better on some things and one on another? What is the best, people ask me? The original. And then by looking at different translations, you see one which is most like the original. Here it is in the ESV. For thus says the one who is high and lifted up, who inhabits eternity. We dwell in time, folks. He lives in eternity. Whose name is holy. I dwell, here's what he says, I dwell in the high and holy place, and also with him who is of a contrite and lowly spirit, to revive the spirit of the lowly, and to revive the heart of the contrite. Oh, he's telling us how to have revival. Hallelujah. Hosea 6:2. Oh, this is a marvelous verse. After 2 days, he will revive us. And on the third day, he will raise us up that we may live before him. Now, he's talking to us today, but this scripture absolutely has to do with Israel. And when I preach and teach on the prophetic 2 Peter, it tells you in there, in considering when the Lord returns, talking to the Jews, that a day is 1,000 years and 1,000 years a day. So talking to the Jews, he says, after 2,000 years, he will revive us. And on the third day, he will raise us up that we may live before him. Folks, after 2,000 years, 77 years ago on this day, May 14, he revived them and gave them their nation. And on the third day, he will raise them up that they may live before him. Wow. Do you see the rivers of water are flowing under the surface, changing in response to my gravity? And now underlined, you are my gravity on this earth today. I am. I have always known that there are underground rivers of water, and there are underground storage places of water. And it's one reason why, like in the desert in Israel and other places, they can tap that water. So I never knew that underground rivers, I knew there were underground rivers. I didn't know that they flowed in response to gravity. I didn't know that. But I'm going to be checking it out. I'm going to go online and I'm going to see what I can learn. I'm also going to talk to my son, Terry, who likes all of these things concerning science and physics. Now, he's telling us that in the natural, there are rivers of water flowing under the surface, and they are used to water and to cause earth to bring forth fruit. Now, listen to this, underlined. You are my gravity on this earth today. I am. So there are rivers. Remember how he said there are rivers flowing out of your belly? Rivers of living water? There are spirit-filled people all over this earth, out of whose belly God wants the spirit to flow. Now, I think he's telling us on this prayer call, and Christians in general, we're his gravity on the earth today. We're the ones calling forth for these rivers. We're the ones in our prayer causing these rivers from God to flow through people. This deserves a lot of meditation, but instantly that's the light I got on it when it came. Whoa. There's much coming forth right now of how to work with God. Romans 13:11. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. It's time for us to wake up. It's time for an awakening. That's what he's telling us. He's talking to us about a revival. He's talking to us about awakening. He's talking to us about how to get it. Woo! What a prayer call. 1 Thessalonians 5:6. So then, let us not sleep as others, but let us keep awake and be sober. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Joel 2:25-26. I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the cankerworm, the caterpillar, the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. And you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed or put to shame. He's going to restore all those things that were lost. He restored knowledge of divine healing. He restored knowledge of the baptism with the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues. And he's restoring all those great things, hallelujah, to his people. Thank you, Father. And restoring to Israel all the glory that they knew at one time. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness, look at the next one, underlined. And for deep spiritual awakening, I am leading you to a richer understanding of your faith. Immediately I thought about a prophecy Brother Hagin gave. I think it was the Longmont, Colorado prophecy for some of you. And in it he said that we were going to have a great move of God. And in that great move of God, we were going to understand faith so that you could go to a blackboard. At that time, we had blackboards and talked about blackboards or a whiteboard or whatever you want to talk. And you could write simple to understand, easy to understand elements of faith. We'd have a great understanding of faith. Wow. Hallelujah. Psalm 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. To me, that's his statement of how everything's going to turn out. He's going to be exalted in this earth. And even the nations are going to recognize it. Romans 12:2. And he gives us this one a lot, too, because it's so important to renew our minds. Do not be conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewal of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. So how do we renew our minds? With the Word of God. We renew our minds by reading His Word, studying His Word, renewing our minds so that we think like what God thinks. For the Word of God is the will of God. John 8:31-32. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed him, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Now, the ESV translates it, as does the Amplified, if you abide in my word, you are truly disciples of mine, and you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Abiding in his word, that's how you'll renew your mind. It is about finding me in silence, recognizing my presence with humble acceptance of my presence in your lives. I am. Matthew 11:28-30. Come to me, come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. ESV and New American say, I am gentle and humble in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Before we did any of our scriptures today, I was reminded of this very scripture. Come unto me. Come unto me. Come unto me. Just that part of it. Ephesians 4:22-24. Put off concerning the former manner of life, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Understand that spiritual awakening sometimes involves surrendering your struggles to a higher power. Then underlined, align your lives with my divine plan. I am. Isaiah 40:31. They who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. and they shall walk, not faint. Hallelujah. Ephesians 5:14. For this reason, it says, awake, sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Hallelujah. And give you light. Hallelujah. Now the next is underlined, this statement. For the world I love, my will be done. And my will be done in you all today, church. I am. Job 8:6. If you are pure and upright, surely now he would rouse himself for you and restore your righteous estate. That's the New American. Now here is the King James. If thou wert pure and upright, surely now he would awake for thee and make the habitation of thy righteousness prosperous. Here it is in the Amplified. Then if you are pure and upright, surely he will bestir himself for you and make your righteous dwelling prosperous again. Hallelujah. Romans 13:11. He's been giving us this a lot. No, this is a different one. And that, knowing the time, now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. He gave us that earlier, in the same earlier today. He gave us that scripture twice. Psalm 108:2. Awake, harp and lyre. I will awaken the dawn. Hallelujah. Everything's about waking up and giving us an awakening. Hallelujah. Praise God. I have a way of showing up and bringing my glory upon the earth when you least expect it. 2 Corinthians 5:20-21. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were making an appeal through us. We beg you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. He made him, Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. And then, now that scripture tells us we're his ambassadors. We're actually citizens of heaven, but we're here ambassadors on earth. And we're ambassadors to tell people that he's died for their sins and they're reconciled to God. He's cleansed them and they're reconciled to God. We have the ministry of reconciliation. And then I love it. I love, love, love it. The way the last statement underlined, you are ambassadors for me. You are ambassadors for me each day. Is that right?
Yes.
Let's go.
You are ambassadors for me each day. Let's go.
Let's go. In other words, hallelujah. Let's go. Let's tell them. Hallelujah. That Jesus reconciled them to God. Trust in me. Whoa, folks. I think with new fervor, we can believe and preach and tell the folks awakening is in the air. Awakening, awakening, we can pray for. Well, I'm going to have to say shalom and sign off because I'm going out today, and you know that's a ways for me to get out there. So I'm going out to Prayer Mountain, and I'll see you there at noon. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.